he goes to the Wikipedia and he's like, oh, look at this. It was a statesman from Austria.
Yeah,
and then he starts reading about it. And then he's like,
odd
looking duck, but he has black eyes. Yeah. And then he goes, oh, hold the fort. Hated Jews. And then you go, well, he's dead. He goes, I didn't even know he was sick. It's so good, dude.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
How was it? All right. You cracked the Norm thing. I'm not. How was it? You brought him up. I wasn't going to bring
him. Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
How funny was it? The 9/11 Airlines.
Oh my God. How'd you sit through
it? How do you do this? 9/11 Airlines. He's like, I looked at it. I was drudging through blood and bones in Manhattan to find my brother. Turns out he was in Northern Canada. 9/11 Airlines reminds me of that tragedy. You know what the number one worst airline was? 9/11 Airlines. It reminds me of that tragedy. Dude.
And then, yeah, they like when they revealed the paternity test, they like told him, like, well, you are the father. And they just like, had the camera on him still. And he goes, fuck. Oh, dude, fuck. Jesus, please help me. Please. I'll do anything. He's like, I'll be poor my rest of my life. I don't care. I'm like, dude, you're going to jail for like 3 years.
You're going to be poor.
Yeah.
You're going to be poor the rest of your life. You fucked a vegetable lady.
Yeah. So the second thing is fraud. If I trick you into doing it, if I fraud you, that's technically sex trafficking, which is kind of, you know, it's hazy. And then there was like coercion where if I threat, you know, blah, blah, blah. So
fraud you is what happened to that one porn thing.
Which one? Talking Nexium?
No, there was a porn one.
Girls do porn.
Girls do porn.
What was that?
It was fucking nice. It was sick as fuck. It was so good. And then I found out they were fucking trafficking the girls I was beating off to.
What the hell?
I had no idea.
What was girls?
It seemed like a legit one. Usually, like, they, like. Because
they're all ugly, kinda.
Who? Girls do porn were fucking so hot.
He's a youngster,
target?
Dude. He doesn't have any idea.
Are you out of your mind?
There's some respect.
You're fucking crazy.
Those trafficked women were, you said those guys weren't tricking the best women and stealing
them?
They
literally were. They trafficked like beauty queens.
What?
Sometimes.
No, I mean, actually, the one was a Miss fucking one, a state.
And you're saying they're more like runners up?
You're out of your fucking mind.
Like,
not
some of them, of course. There's some diamonds in the rough.
I mean, guys, what are we talking about?
Take,
no, this is one of the worst takes ever. These women got sex trafficking. You're going to call them ugly? You're going to victim blame?
They're the easiest victims.
Who?
Oh. The ugly ones.
Jeez, Noah.
Noah.
Mic away.
Noah.
Give the mic out.
Get the time out.
We're going to talk about this.
They're all beautiful.
This is that part of Biden I like.
Yeah.
Where he's like, we're America.
Dude.
We can do anything we want. Come on.
I know, dude.
We can do anything we want.
If you read the book.
Guess what?
You start to love him, dude.
Yeah,
it works. Because he's just like,
that's how I feel about the Hitler book. Anyway, check us out. I mean, if you read the book, I didn't mean to do that. For real, that was not a Roman salute. That was me.
Oh,
what'd
you do? If you read the book.
That's how I feel about the Hitler book. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I meant to say goodbye. I wasn't.
Yeah, so you're telling me, she's constantly drilling me about how it's not funny when I fart as hard as I can while we're talking in bed. And I'm like, no, you're wrong. It's actually very funny.
It couldn't be funny.
She's like, dude, you don't like, but you squat all the way down and push it out as hard as you can. I'm like, that's why it's funny. And I was like, so if you're with like your friend, if you're with like your girlfriends and one of you farts, what's the reaction? She's like, we'd be pissed. I'm like, that sucks. She was just kind of like, yeah, it's not like nobody's like cheering that on. It's just kind of like,
imagine going through life like that.
She might have just been trying to win the art. I think girls would be like, oh my God.
The women, they're usually terribly ashamed.
When they fart?
A vicious fart. Terribly ashamed.
Like I guess it's not funny for them. If you're at a bachelorette party and you're like, whee! and you just clear out.
Oh my God, Rebecca.
And girl, yeah, we've covered this. Girl farts are dog farts.
Oh, dude.
They just ruin a room. You're like, holy shit.
It'd be like that warehouse of 60 dead kids.
60 dead. They've been gassed. Don't get me started on World War One, dude. I'm so excited about World War One right now.
It's fucking crazy. I don't want to do that. We all have that part of our brain.
Which part?
FTS, dude.
Free the slave part of the brain?
He got shot right in his free the slaves part of the brain. the angel on his shoulder. Yeah, he shot him right in the angel guy. On his shoulder.
And the bad guy was like, get them back. Get them back. We need them. I'm not going to do chores. That's all it was. It was a bunch of dudes with wives going, when are you going to pick up that? You keep leaving the cotton everywhere. He's like, I'm going to get other people to do this. I don't even think that's worth, you know, I don't think that was as funny as it was offensive.
I mean,
the juice wasn't quite.
No, it was a very funny premise when you carry.
Mayor, get the camera on you real quick. Yeah. Anyway.
Dude, I'd be way more confident if I had a gun on me at all times.
Yeah.
And people see that you got a gun, so they're like, don't fuck with that dude, you know?
True.
That'll keep a lot of people away from you.
Or if like my new stuff's not going well, just like lift up my shirt. Just start tapping on the gun. Like, I don't know. What else do we have?
Yeah, what else we got to talk about? Yeah.
Pull it out.
You guys don't know. If this doesn't go well tonight, I'm going to use this thing.
For real. On one of y'all walking out of here.
That would be the ultimate joke. And then you just like, fucking, you pull the trigger and there's a stick with a bang. That's my time.
That's going to kill every time.
You're like, fuck you guys.
I just have a fucking blonde lady crying. I'm like, I'm going to fucking do it. Fuck! I don't even like doing this anymore!
For real. You can't do that at the mothership. They'd get you.
He's like, I was just jammed up, man. I just figured I could take a kid from Mexico.
It was a stressful day. So I went to Mexico.
It was just fucking horned up.
Yeah, look, we've all had.
Yeah, it's real. But the documentary is just a lady who's a pedophile. And then it's just like, yeah, I was fucking my dad. She would like fuck her dad on and off as an adult. It was, it's Pervert Park.
Couldn't get
I
a solid
out.
Thing going. They just, she was on again, off again.
Yeah, well, I think she'd been obviously. Vampire bitten early in life, and then she was just like, "Yeah,
it's a new expression."
You like break up with her boyfriend, just move back.
Pedophiles like vampires, and you get gone. Sure.
Yeah,
pretty much, dude. Pretty much, all of them for the most part have
been molested as kids.
We got to break the cycle.
Yeah, just don't molest kids.
Yeah,
well, chemical castration.
Yeah,
castrate the.
I think that's fair. Chemical
Did you see
cast.
Begonia?
Where are you guys getting all these fucking Oklahoma facts? What the fuck's going on here, dude?
We've actually been studying Oklahoma very closely.
I got nothing to say about Oklahoma.
Like, while Shane's gone, we're going to master Oklahoma pedophile law. So you're like Bin Laden now. You're
basically.
I just sit here.
The mayor, you should not smoke weed.
When your mom wakes you up in the morning, it is very funny. You get very angry. Inshallah. My father knocks too hard on my bedroom door.
Makes you want to do something, dude.
Makes me want to do something bad. Makes me want to do something real bad. Like blow up a hijack a plane and fly it straight into a fucking building, dude. Dude, you gotta be so pissed to do that.
Oh, I mean, fear. You gotta
Those dudes must have been so mad.
You gotta talk other dudes into it and be like, nah, dude, this is gonna be the best thing that ever happened.
It's gonna be so tight, dude.
Dude, you are gonna, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. That's why most of the suicide bombers are like 12.
Yeah.
Ballistic.
Very Jay-Z Black album.
Yeah.
Very Kanye Hitler.
Yeah, smash a new hit. Hitler.
Have you beating up, have like you like beating Hitler up?
Punching Hitler in
on the
face.
Tour. You should be, the infographic of your tour should be you traveling back in time to kill Hitler.
Strangling a baby.
Yeah.
But like, don't say anything, just me.
Like, ah. You want to cancel me for this?
Baby
you
don't Hitler, even you could just, yeah.
With it. That you just sat in with a TV. Yeah, I remember that was most scary. And I remember we had to go in and they had a strip searcher again. And I was with two 18-year-olds. I was 13. I think I had one pube. I had a little tiny pecker.
Yeah.
And I remember they were like, all right, get naked. And I was like, huh? And they were like, they made us take they had a shower. And these two guys had just fucking guy
thongs.
Dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like nice dicks. And just me, little pecker Kelly.
I still wouldn't want to go in there either.
Huh?
Today. I wouldn't want to go in there today, man.
Some 18-year-olds ready, fucking humiliating my penis.
You'd be scared now, even with even with 13-year-olds?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about 18-year-olds. I'm 36. I'm talking about getting naked more so.
I was the worst. I remember Perry they had Burst. To do jumping jacks.
Naked?
And I actually said to the guy, I go, dude.
You're in boys, dude.
I go, what do you think? What do you think I got? I don't have any. You think I'm really stuffing heroin in my ass? To make money in June. I'm going to be out in 3 months. Yeah. I'm not going to be here for, it's not a life sentence.
Oh, so you have to do ass naked jumping jacks to see if
you
things.
You have to do ass naked jumping jacks and then you have to squat naked. Fucking humiliating.
Yeah, it sucks.
Terrible. Yeah, terrible. Terrible.
And that was the first time.
That was the first time, yeah. That was the first time.
You didn't learn your lessons?
No, it's the thing about drugs and alcohol.
There's something there.
Something's going on. There is something. Kanye there. Went nuts, and all of a sudden, I think again, this isn't the hottest take.
Yeah.
I think Jews might be punishing black people with you people. Basically, on how to start a webcam business. And it was, he's on there being like, you have to control these women's minds. You can't tell them the truth. Like, blah, blah, blah. His story was that he had five girlfriends at the time, and he decided, he was like, he's like, well, fuck, I don't, he's like reading a book about how to make money. He goes, I need assets. And he's like, well, if I have five girlfriends, I can have turn them into assets for me. So he according to him,
he's pimping.
His own words, the what?
It's pimping.
Pimping. He even did say on the thing, like, you could apply what I'm about to tell you to street pimping if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But he's like, it's all about, but whatever. So then, you know, and again, he's obviously trying to be like sensational and stuff. But his story was that, according to himself, he called all five of his girlfriends and said, I'm flying you all in here, sat them down in front of him and said, I'm on some G shit right now. You guys are going to start making me some money with this webcam shit. And they all found out that they were like, they're part of like a 6-piece relationship. Three of them left, two stayed.
Nice.
Not bad, actually.
It's crazy.
But so that alone is, they were brought there on false pretenses. So, but it's real hazy. So this guy's just breaking it down, like, they're all the parts where deception could possibly come into play. And especially when you're using your own words, like, it doesn't look good for you.
Can't trick women.
You should. Yeah, you can. Well, you can. You shouldn't. That's the thing. You can. You should not. It's very mean to do.
You bad built bitch. You big on the top, low on the bottom built bitch. I'm like, nigga, what is the point of this, bro? Like, what the fuck?
That's his art. He's in a pure flow state.
You kind of cute, ugly bitch.
Yeah, yeah. I like you. Come here. Kiss me. Fuck that. Never mind.
This shit is so mean. I'm like, bro, all right, dog.
I didn't know they did women versus men. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn it.
It's, I mean, I've seen one where the girl was like actually really good because she wasn't going at it from the sex angle.
Yeah.
She was just going at it from like, you a fucking loser, whatever. And the dude was on some shit like, you get a period and blah, 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 blah. And it was just like, nigga, you get out of here.
Saw one of a white dude. There's a clip going around. He gets punched immediately, but he's like, you say I won't use the N-word.
Oh, yeah, I seen that one. Battle was over.
So good, dude. I think he won.
Did he win?
That's a win, dude.
Yeah.
You get the other guy to punch you.
Yeah, yeah.
But this setup, everyone's like, no way. He goes, you say I won't use the N-word.
He did. Nigga.
It popped right in the face.
It was it.
That's suicide by freestyle, though. That's suicide by freestyle.
That's a smart thing to do if you don't have any other like words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you're like,
shit,
right,
I'm out.
Shit, I'm out.
I'm gonna make
shit.
A pun of it. I'm gonna get knocked out. Fuck it.
Pull the plug on this.
That's what it's talking about. Like the elementary.
You gotta get the toxins out with farts.
They gave his mom valerian root, and they fucking gave bloodlet him. It's the funniest thing in the world.
Which expelled gas from the elementary canal. Alexander submitted to bloodletting and an enema. Mother and son must have been joined in a horrid scene of vomiting, flatulence, and defecation as they lay side by side in a feverish state in the single upstairs bed. The delirious Alexander was probably writhing inches from his mother when she expired at 9 o'clock on the
night. Oh, shit, dude.
Notwithstanding the late hour, 5 a.m.
His mom's farting.
You see his mom farted to death?
He was shitting.
Wait, why
he
didn't give him an enema? What were they saying?
They had fevers, dude. They had bad.
Yeah, we're going to shove shit up your ass and cut you.
He was shitting and bleeding. And his mom was just farting nonstop.
Holy fuck. How old was he?
I think like 14 or 15.
Old enough that sucks.
Oh, it's terrible, dude.
Yeah.
And his mom was kind of a slut.
You told me that last time.
Yeah, and we confirmed it too. Dude. So he shits himself, and his mom just slowly, he's just like, it's quiet. He's like,
Mom, are you there?
Mom, nope. Maybe the one death rattle. Yeah. He's writhing in diarrhea, like,
oh.
Just bleeding all over the place. And they're like, dude, your mom's dead. And the people came from the town and quarantined, like, you guys can't leave this room, quarantined him into the house. And then her ex-husband came by right after, was like, this house is mine now. Because you guys are bastards and your mom's a fucking whore.
You guys shit that one whole room up, though.
Dude, that he gave.
Yeah, fucking, so that's a guest room.
So he shits himself next to his dead mother.
Yeah.
And then is this guy who, like, you know, the mom. Well, it's funny because down the line, he gets adopted. After his mom dies and, like, some other guy dies, he gets adopted mysteriously by this dude. And it's like the kid hit, like, roughly his age is like, you look just like me. And everyone in town's like, these guys are brothers. So the historians think that, like, the guy had plugged his mom.
Yeah.
And as soon as she died, he was like, fuck it. Because he didn't take his other brother. Yeah. He just took Alexander.
I'll take the little shit box.
And dude, and they fucking, they looked like twins.
They don't include that in the fucking Broadway play, do they?
That's what I'm saying.
My mom was shitting and I was nervous.
I was bleeding all over the
me
place.
Me and my mom were farting, y'all. Yeah, was it schoolboys arguing?
Oh, no. Fight on the recess.
Was it an ice cream truck and boys pushing with vanilla all over their hands? Dude, I was watching the Night Stalker last night. That boy, he was getting after kids. Dude.
What?
What's the Night Stalker? Richard Ramirez?
That was the...
Dude, he had horrible teeth.
What a butt fucker. Well,
was he getting after the kids?
Dude, he would break in, shoot you in the head. He would shoot the man in the head.
Damn.
Then he'd go rape the wife. And if you had a kid, he would fuck your kid.
God damn it, dude.
Guy sucked.
When did they get this guy?
He was going hard for like 200 days. Then they got, but he was doing it like every day.
What an asshole.
He's the biggest fucking turd maybe of all time.
Yeah, I would say.
I don't know.
What a jerk.
I think he was bad, but Dahmer is the one that.
No, dude, this guy was butt fucking like 8-year-olds.
I'd rather someone eat my kids.
He would shoot you in the head as a dude and then rape and maybe kill your wife or just rape her and then butt fuck a kid.
89.
Oh, so he was.
I was in high
school. No, no. He finally, that was the end of the trial. The trial was like 3 years. Yeah, it was one.
A year and 2 months.
What was the trial? How long was the trial for?
I don't know why it was 3 years, but
it's him on the stand. Like,
he got two guys from El Paso as his defense attorneys, and they're fucking idiots, dude. They're like, this is going to be a mistrial because his defense attorneys are such fucking morons. They're like, dude, you better not talk to me like that. They're talking shit to the other lawyer. For these two Mexican dudes that are like, if this guy, you're lucky it's a courtroom, dude, to the other lawyer. They're like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah, the best is at the end, he holds up his hand. He's got a pentagram in it, and he's like, hail Satan. And then they're like, he pleads not guilty.
God damn it, dude.
What was that for these dudes?
What?
I guess if you get that guy off, like a.
I think they were just trying to make sure he didn't get the death penalty. That's all they could do.
Why? Who gives a fuck?
They should have. No, he might have been on death row for that long.
Yeah, he was. He got convicted and got sentenced to the death penalty, but then he died
of blood cancer
in 2013.
God came down and said,
"Yeah, not for this guy." Enough of this guy.
Although obviously God's not real if he let him do all that stuff. Like
free will, bro.
I know, but you're just some couple. Dude, one of the first ones, he's just some old Asian couple. He just broke in. All right. Dude, he was raping like 80-year-olds.
Weird thought.
And kids.
Weird thought.
Damn.
He sucked. Dude.
He was pansexual.
He was. He was something.
Wow. Progressive of him.
Yeah.
So what if none of that's real?
If they just made that up?
You know, what if none of this is real? It's all just a play for me. Like,
solipsism. Yeah,
no, this is the second most insane thing I've heard.
When you go, God isn't real, what if God is, but he only just attends to me? Because that shit didn't happen to me. And that's like
the chosen people are saying?
I don't know. But chosen I don't believe in death. I'm starting not to believe in death. Like, I'm just going to go, it's not
brother,
real.
You better start believing. Because that thing's fucking, say you're taking steroids, that thing's headed this way. Steaming down the pike, dude.
I go, I've never died.
For sure.
So like, and every time I see other people, I go, that wasn't me. So I go, what if I just death
this is like
real?
A second grader's mind.
Yeah, I know. But, no, but if you want to find happiness, you got to regress. You can't try to get like.
True.
You can't hang out with Louie and
I
be happy.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, like
well,
Louie.
Well, not that part. But.
Louie is what said to me, it just goes black. One day it goes black. That's it.
Yeah.
And then you go into nothingness. And I go, well, I refuse to do that. I refuse to go, oh, cool, so it just goes black. As opposed to going like,
yeah, I hear people die, but it's not me. And then what if you start a religion where you go, death isn't real? And then when people die, the whole group goes, wasn't us.
Yeah, it was a hologram. It was a hologram person.
Yeah, it's not real. Like, what if the whole thing, because I do have a hard time compartmentalizing.
If you die and everything goes black, death doesn't exist because you never existed. So technically death doesn't exist because literally if you die and everything goes black, nothing ever existed.
Yeah, then nothing ever existed.
Are you scared of death?
Terrified.
Really?
Terrified.
Yeah, I'd like to say I'm not, but obviously, yeah.
I mean, I'd be scared if I do it tomorrow.
Does it wake you up?
No, I don't. I just feel like you just go back. It's like what Louis's saying, but then you just fade back into this mix of stuff, and then they just spit out another thing. So you as the person die, but the stuff that makes you up just goes back into the fray. So you're just like a...
I like my idea better.
You're an entity.
Yeah.
No, but you're going to die, though.
Mm-mm.
You're definitely going to die.
Not me. It hasn't happened yet.
Are,
true. Prove it.
Also, it depends how you die. You're not going to know you died.
Oh
no! I'm gonna be one of the guys that knows he's.
Yeah,
dying.
You're gonna get the grace of being like, oh, come here.
I don't know. Night Stalker, he'll shoot you in the head while you're asleep.
How would you like to go out?
Hopefully, I'm laying on this couch and a psycho breaks in and shoots me in the head.
And it just, and you're like,
mid dream.
Look at that fat guy fall off the jungle gym.
True, Lenny from Mice and Men. I'm just watching a YouTube video. I'm like, guys, well, let's watch this cat's video. Matt sneaks around behind me and goes, Shane, this is a really good YouTube video. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And he just
caps him, dude.
Back of the head.
And I get 2 months of the Patreon. I want to myself.
Yeah, he gets 2 months.
Shane's coming back.
He's going to come back.
Guys, he's in Europe right now. He'll be back.
Yeah. Mice and men, me watching Notre Dame highlights.
Yeah. Ooh. Notre Dame, they're storming on the field.
I mean, like, dude, they're going to be pretty good this year.
Yeah, what do you, okay, what's your Lenny of Mice and Men? That's a great thought. What's your Mice and Men moment? Like, how, so I take you out to the river, they shoot you in the back of the head. What do I whisper in your ear that makes you smile? I know mine. I know mine.
What's yours?
I know mine. Hey, buddy. I got a cold beer for you. You want to hang out, just me and you, drink, and just make each other giggle?
Yeah.
I go, yeah. I go, and I just,
true.
I love the idea of you haven't had a beer yet, but you're about to. Oh, that fucking energy.
It's the best feeling.
Oh, it's the best.
Someone blows your head off.
And then blows my fucking
head
off.
What if they shoot you a miss and you're just like, on the ground?
Blows your fucking jaw off.
What the fuck, dude? Why are you shooting a fucking head?
Are you shooting this for me?
He's drinking beer through tubes.
What's yours? What would be yours? What's a nice thing you like?
I think it'd be someone that's being like, dude, you're so fucking cool. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I know, dude. You're like, dude, you're a fucking man.
Yours is true romance.
Yeah, you're so cool.
Wait, what part is that?
The very end.
Hold on.
You're so cool.
I just watched it. I don't remember.
Did you really?
For real?
Yeah, I just saw it for the first time.
It's the best. It's awesome.
You know the dad.
It's rough language, though.
The guy that goes, they shot me, man. I'm bleeding, man. The big blonde guy.
Maybe I'm thinking of Blue Velvet.
Oh, I love Blue Velvet.
Which one's Blue Velvet?
That's the David Lynch weird movie with like the worms and the
bird
stuff.
No, it was True Romance. Brad Pitt.
Okay.
No. You're thinking of California.
No. You're Brad Pitt's in True Romance. He's smoking the bong out of money.
And what's his name? Gary Oldman?
Yep.
Yeah. The N-word's in it pretty heavily.
Yes. Yeah. There's some rough language for sure. Some rough language.
Yeah.
Unsavory stuff.
What the fuck part is that?
I was talking about Italian, but I don't think that matters.
You're allowed to call them that. You're allowed to call Italians the N-word.
Yeah, it was a different time. Yeah, dude, in the end, he's just, you're so cool.
And fucking, what's his name? Rappaport, dude. Rappaport's a beast in that.
Right? Oh, he is beast mode in that, dude.
He's great. Bronson Pinchot. I just want to go home. I just want to go home, man. Yeah. Come somebody help me. Get me out of here right away.
Now I remember the end. I'm a fucking idiot. Jesus. Dude, I just watched this movie.
Dude, it's the best.
Yeah. Dude, my memory's starting to go. My memory's pretty shitty. You know?
My memory's not.
That's awesome.
My memory's, I'm telling you.
Well, you're containing the whole universe in your fucking head. I hope it doesn't fucking
fail. Steroids help.
Hold on.
Really?
Helps.
Steroids,
it
no,
helps.
I think steroids
does it make
helps.
Your dick bigger? For real?
No, I'm not having producing that much cum.
Dang. Really?
Steroids.
Yeah, it looked like a baby spitting up. Like, my dick was like.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. It caught me off guard. It's the first time that's ever happened.
Well, you got to save
from
it
the roids?
I think so. I mean, what? I'm juicing
you'd
pretty heavily.
You'd be chucking roast.
Hold on. What do you mean? You're juicing heavily.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You're lying. Dude, you can't be juicing heavily. Don't juice, be. It's not heavy. Why are you juicing?
It's a microdosing.
I mean, you saw my special. You said yourself, you look low-key jacked. Everyone said, your shoulders, bro.
I did not say you look low-key jacked. I would never say you look low-key jacked. LeMaire did make the fucking mistake of saying, your shoulders look great. I was like, God damn it, dude.
I saw you when it came up on Netflix. I don't know if you know you did it, but you licked your lips.
You saw his pupils expand?
Damn, getting rid of my mustache, really, you can see how I don't have any lips at all.
What are you talking
devastating,
about?
Devastating, dude. I have no lips at all. I just have a fat face and a hole that opens, dude. It's devastating.
My dad has no lips. My sister said kissing dad would be like licking an envelope.
Fuck. Yeah.
I thought Leanne had bigger lips. She doesn't, though.
Really?
I thought that was something she had. She's got like your size lips. You got okay lips.
I have nice lips, man.
I have big lips.
Yeah, you do have.
I throw the bottom one in there first. You're not Italian, get a hold right? of that.
Oh,
yeah. A little Italian. No, I'm not. Irish German.
Nice.
When I was young, I would keep my bottom lip. I have my mouth open all the time, and I just would look like this.
Yeah, I'm still doing that. I'm fully still doing that.
So you bait with the bottom lip on a kiss? You just go,
yep. Yeah. Let him nibble. I put that in there and let him play with it a little bit.
Nibble a little.
I like this. I go.
I make them penetrate my lips. You know?
Yeah, I say, good luck.
I kissed a tongue-tied girl. You ever kissed a tongue-tied girl?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, what is it?
It's when your tongue doesn't go outside of your mouth.
Oh, down here, yeah.
It's connected to the bottom. And so
that's what tongue tied is?
Yeah.
And so she couldn't get it out of her mouth, and so I had to go in and lick it. It was
nice.
Weird.
That was
nice. And sidebar, she smoked cool cigarettes and drank Cavassier, and I was like, this is what it would smell like to fuck Tupac the whole time. She's from Liverpool.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, an English lady.
She's a Scouser. See that accent? She's that like, fucking like.
She's like, choke me. I go, no. She goes, Scousers can't get knocked out.
Yeah, dude, that's a fucking rough. That's a disgusting lady, it sounds like.
No, she was pretty rough.
No offense to her.
She was pretty rough. She was pretty rough. We didn't have sex.
Nice. You just choked her?
I just choked her.
Choked a lady.
Speaking of kissing, I was watching The Bachelor last night. It was just on. That show's nuts, dude.
What's going on in the bash?
There was a guy. I don't know his name. All he does is peck. He kisses the girls. He kisses them like
Jeez.
10 times in a row. He won't stop kissing them.
Fuck.
Like kissing them.
Like OCD?
Like, this is a really special moment. I'm so glad we're here together. Like he does that the whole time. And then he puts his forehead on their forehead after he's pecked them a few times.
That's kind of hot.
It's fucking disgusting. And then he went and visited this girl's house or her family. Everyone cried.
The whole family
cried.
Why?
I don't know. This is I guess The Bachelor is an emotional show for these people.
Whoa. Yeah.
The brother started crying. The brother, they had an interview where the brother sat down with his sister and was like, "Are you ready to maybe get your heart broken again?" And she was like,
"No,
I am." And he's like, "Cause you deserve your happy ever after." He started crying. It's like, your sister's
what?
On a dating show and you're crying.
Your sister's blowing reality TV stars on NBC.
Oh.
They should do The Bachelor.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
With all bros for and sure. One gay dude.
See who can find him.
See if you can switch him. Because you know your brain, when you get in that thing, those people aren't really in love.
They get confused. Fucked. It's a reality show.
Yeah, it's a reality show. You believe you're in love, but you're not.
There's cameras.
There's cameras and you become a sick version of yourself. You say things you don't mean.
Whoa.
Dude, when I did Last Comic Standing, I said stuff that to this day makes me cringe. And so much awaits on the other side that I bet they could do it with straight up bros. And you get guys going, I guess I'm gay. I kissed him last night and it didn't bother me. And
so they're really I always thought they were just kind of putting on. They're like warping people basically.
Oh, they fuck them up.
Dude,
oh,
my friend was on The Bachelor.
Yeah, true.
He cried.
I cried.
Before he left, I was like, dude, do not fucking cry.
Hold on.
He said he sat in the car at the end. They played sad music. And he was like, I'm just going to miss all the guys I met, all my friends.
He cried.
He started crying because he was going to miss his friends.
Oh.
Dude, when there's a,
fuck.
Like a, thing that goes over you when you're on a reality show, and you act and behave in ways you would never imagine. When I got kicked off Reality Bites Back, it was a Comedy Central show,